Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Now, as I studied this week, I'm still trying to find my place in the book of Genesis and find, I don't know the right word to say here, just to figure out how I'm going to attack it and how I'm going to grasp it. This past week, as I started studying, I found two approaches from about four different commentary writers. They either had very little to say about the rest of Genesis chapter 1, or they had so much to say that I could not, I mean, it was just in-depth, I mean, doctoral studies. I mean, it was hard for me to understand. I wouldn't even try to teach it. So hopefully tonight what I've done and what I'm going to try to do is meet somewhere in the middle. Okay? This is not the longest sermon, but, you know, some of y'all are probably saying amen. Yeah, okay. All right. Last week, in our first study of Genesis, we saw that in the beginning, God. That's exactly right. In the beginning, God. If you cannot grasp this very first statement in the Bible, you need not read any further. Faith in God is the bedrock, the cornerstone of the entire Bible. The reason why so many have problems with Christian faith is they do not have the faith to comprehend that God is the creator and sustainer of all things. We learned that on the very first day that God in his infinite wisdom created light, but did not stop there. He then separated light from darkness, and by doing so, he enabled each person who had faith in him to distinguish the difference between light and darkness. When God created light, he acknowledged that light was good. This same light is seen as Christ announced to the world that he was the light of the world. Tonight, we're going to see what happened next in the days of creation. So let's look at Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to start reading in verse 6. Genesis 1, we're going to start in verse 6. And Scripture says, "Then God said, 'Let there be an expanse between the waters, separating water from water.' So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above the expanse. And it was so. God called the expanse sky." Now in your scripture, in your Bibles, there's probably another word that's used. It's kind of a funny word. Firmament. Firmament. Exactly. Evening came. And then morning, the second day. Then God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and he called the gathering of the water seas. And God saw that it was good. God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and fruit trees on the earth, bearing fruit with seed in it, according to their own kinds." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, seed-bearing plants according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seeds in it, according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Evening came, and the morning, and this was the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night. They will serve as signs for the festivals and for days of the years. They will be lights in the expanse of the sky to provide light on the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights. The greater light has dominion over the day. What light is that? The sun. That's exactly right. And the lesser light have dominion over the night, which is the as well as the stars. God placed them in the expanse of the sky to provide light on the earth, to dominate the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. Evening came, and then morning, the fourth day. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the fellowship that we had today after church. We thank you for the service, how sweet the Spirit was this morning. And God, we're entering a time of study, and I pray that you would be with us now. Lord, you'd help us to concentrate on what's taking place before us. God, it's not hard. And Lord, as I've studied, I've seen that it almost seems like people try to make it more complicated than it really is. So, Lord, I pray that you'd help us to see what's taking place here, Lord, that we might glorify you. In Jesus' name I do pray. And all God's children said, amen. Okay. The word, I probably should have done this the first lesson, but the word Genesis, I found this as I found a new commentator this past week. Henry Morris, a Dr. Henry Morris. He is a Christian professor. He wrote an extensive, and I'm telling you, an extensive commentary on the book of Genesis. If you want to get more than what you're asking, it's a good commentary. He says that the word Genesis means origin. In this one book, we will find the origin of 14 physical bodies. 14 physical bodies. The origin of the universe, the origin of order and complexity, the origin of the solar system, the origin of the atmosphere and the hydrosphere, the origin of life, the origin of man, marriage, evil, language, government, culture, nations, of religion, and the origin of God's chosen people. That's 14 origins we find, beginnings, in this one book. If we took this one book out of the Bible, there's not a lot that would make sense. The rest, the other 65 books wouldn't make a lot of sense, because we find the origins of everything in this one book. Now, have a phrase that I want to say. Order in what seems like chaos to us. A lot of people read the first two chapters of the book of Genesis, and after the first glimpse, it seems chaotic, parts of it. And I'll go into detail of what seems chaotic to me, but I want you to understand, we're not talking about humans creating the earth. We're talking about God creating the earth. And where it might seem chaotic to us, it's perfect harmony for God. Now, there's one case in point that I really think that we could all agree that we would not do it the way God did it, and I'll get to it here in a second. Now, tonight, we see God creating dimensions of or on the earth on day two. As we take a step back from what we've just seen God do thus far in creation, For the person who likes order, it might not seem logical to do what God is about to do. But we're talking about God, church. As I consider the events of creation in my feeble mind, it would have been easier to create dry land or earth than add water. But this is the opposite of what we see God do tonight. We saw God raise the earth out of the watery depths. Now, look at verse 6 again. Look at verse 6. It says, "Then God said, let there be an expanse between the waters, separating water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above the expanse, and it was so. God called the expanse sky or firmament or heaven. Firmament is translated heaven. Now, I'll get to that here. I'm going to try and touch that and make it sound a little more, explain a little more here in a second. Evening came, and then morning, the second day. Now, I'm going to do my best to illustrate. That's why I brought this drawing in here, because this word, I have been asked, especially when I was a youth pastor, Bill, have the youth asked you about this word firmament on occasion? I've been asked this several times. What is the firmament? What exactly is the firmament? And I'm on the first time I studied it, Miss Desi, I bombed. I called it something that it really wasn't. It's an expanse. So what we see, and I'm gonna try to step out of the way for both sides. God created the earth on the first day. And that's not a perfect circle. I don't want to hear any laughing. All right? So we have the earth. And God separated light from darkness. That's where we are right now. So what we have is just an expanse with water. Now, day two, Scripture says that God separated the waters from each other. Now, remember, this is not the earth that we live on. The earth that we live on is post what? Flood. It is post flood. Right? Something unbelievable happened when the flood took place. Now, I'm going to hit on that too. So, this is what happened. Scripture says that God separated the water from the water. So, what we have is this. We have an outer layer of water, and then we have the water that's on the actual earth, or the ball right now. We can't call it earth, because earth hadn't come yet. So it's on the ball. And in between there, we have the firmament, or the heaven, or the expanse. Okay? Right? Y'all with me? What we have here is a different environment. Did y'all, I mean, have y'all noticed how people live to be, I mean, old, post or prior to the flood? I mean, they lived, I mean, how did they do that? We lived in a terrarium. It was totally different. This was water above. There was water below the earth and water above the earth. So we were adapted to something. I mean, our bodies were adapted for something different. It was adapted for this environment. Right? Now, I'm going to hit this again when we get to the flood. But I know that there's a lot of people who say, well, Brother Kyle, I want you to explain something to me. Scientists say that something just dramatic happened on the earth, that they can see it. Ms. Desi and I were talking about it the other day to a certain degree. If you look at the Grand Canyon, and Amy spent about 10 minutes there. She's been there how many times? 7 times, and she's only spent 10 minutes there because her parents, grandparents would get out and say, oh, look at this. It's nice. Let's go. But if you really think about the Grand Canyon, next time you see a picture of it, do you know what it looks like? A funneling, something funneled through there, and it was a drain. Right? I mean, layers upon layers upon layers. You can tell where the water is just drained and gone and taken away parts of the earth. Right? What happened? And scientists will tell you that something catastrophic happened sometime in the history 2 billion years ago. Something hit the earth and knocked the earth off its axis. What happened? Does Scripture give us evidence that this actually took place? Yes. Yes. What happened? When the days of Noah took place, what does Scripture say happened to the firmament above? It broke up. Somebody said that. That's right, it broke up. Now, did it break out or break down? Break down. That's right. Y'all don't dance. Break down. So think about this for a second. What is the atmosphere like up here? No. Up in space. This is space. This is the outer ring. This is the inner ring. What's this air like up here? What's the temperature like? How cold? Yeah. Very cold. So what happens when this expanse broke and started coming into the earth? We didn't just have water hitting this earth. We had water in a solid form hitting this earth. Scientists say, we know that there was an ice age on part of the earth in certain times. Well, yeah, I guess so. You know what happened? When this expanse broke, and we don't know how it broke and where it broke, but it broke, all this was ice. I don't know why people have a problem. Does that not make sense? It makes perfect sense to me. But this is the firmament. What we see God doing tonight is he separated the waters. Initially, the waters, that doesn't work good. The waters were right here. Dry erase. That is a dry erase. That is not a permanent marker. The waters were right here. On day two, God makes this expanse. listen to me. I get excited about this. What do your children ask you all the time? Why? Why? I don't need it. Why did God do this? When we're reading through the book of Genesis, we need to ask that question, why? Why? Now, we don't have to ask it to God, but we ask it to ourselves because we need an answer. Why in the world did God do this? Well, what was wrong with just having water here? And that's ludicrous, Brother Kyle. That's absolutely ludicrous. That could never happen. You're talking about an outer ring of water around there? That's stupid. Anybody ever looked at Saturn? Anybody? You know what that is? An outer ring of what? And ice is a form of water. Scientists, they like, oh, the book of Genesis, it's crazy. Really? It's logical to me. But ask the question why. God did this for a very specific reason. If anybody wants a copy of this, I'll autograph it for you. Later after the service. All right. So day three, we see God gathering the water on the earth into one place. Now, all this was just, he separated on day two. Day three, we see him gathering all the water onto the earth in one place. The sky, all in one place. And calling the dry ground to rise up out of the watery depths. Now, when I see God, we then see God step back and look at what he has just done and say, this is good. We then see in verse 11 through 13, God created vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees that would bear fruit, and seeds that would produce more trees that would produce more fruit. So we see God creating, just a massive amount of vegetation. Warren Wiersbe says this about day three. God has now created three special places. God's created three special places. The land, the seas, and the expanse. Y'all with me? Get that in your mind. Land, the seas, and the expanse between the two waters. Now, during the next 3 days, we're going to see God fill these expanses. Now, we see him creating these expanses, first 3 days, land, water, and the expanse. Next 3 days, he is going to fill those spaces up. Best way I can illustrate this is y'all come to my house. Really? My wife, oh me. Every time we move to a house, we walk in and I just see, it's got three bedrooms, a bonus room, master bedroom. Hey, it's got one of them garden tubs. I can wash my feet. And it's got a closet where I can have just a little space. That's what I look at. That is not what she looks at. That is not what she sees. She sees how she is going to put a decoupage on a wall. She sees every space before it is occupied. And then once it's occupied, we'll be out somewhere, and she'll see something like the other day, I was minding my own business. I can't remember what store we were in. There was a plastic skeleton cow head. Cynthia, I'm not lying. If I'm lying, I'm dying. You can't make this stuff up. It looked like a cow head. And she started carrying that thing around in the store, and I'm thinking, she's not serious, really. She ain't. Ryan, she bought that thing. No, she bought it. She bought it. And I tried to explain the Dave Ramsey thing to her, and she knows. She bought that cow head. Now, a few months ago, Steve, I was in the backside of y'all's subdivision, and Catholic priest chaplain was moving out, and I got one of those tabletops, lift top tables. Y'all ever seen those? It's a coffee table, and I've always wanted one. Those things are like $300. I got it for $25. But it's a lift top table, and I'm thinking, this is mine. It's mine. Listen, we're talking about day two and day three. When Amy came home on day two and day three of my lift top table, there was like an Indian rug, a record player, candles, a compass, and now there's a cow head. Brother Kyle, what in the world does this have to do with the message tonight? Listen, when we moved to Savannah and when we moved to that house over there, it was my job, to find a place to live. It's Amy's job to fill the expanse. I'm looking forward to a day, and I know it's coming, when she says, honey, the kids are grown and gone. They've got their own places to stay. They're going to come back and visit from time to time. Well, let's have a big yard soon. And we're going to empty the expanse, church. We're going to give somebody the ability to fill their expanse. Okay? So tonight, do you get it? What we're doing is first three days, God has created these expanses. And he's worked on the dimensions within the expanses. The next 3 days, God is going to fill these expanses up with his glory. Not with his possessions, but with his glory. Am I in trouble? Okay, good. If I was in trouble, I was going home with somebody else. All right. On day four, we see God separating and settling what he had already created. Let me say that again. On day four, we see God separating and settling what he had already created. The sun and the moon had already been created. But on this day, the fourth day, God went back to them and set them in proper place and then set them in motion. I believe at this time the earth began to rotate as we now have a definite separation from night and day. Stars that were set into place so that the future people could use the sky as a clock in the calendar. Warren Wiersbe says this: light had appeared on the first day, but now it was concentrated in the heavenly bodies. In the future, the Jews would need to know the times and the seasons, when the Sabbath had arrived and when it ended, when it was a new month, and when it was time to celebrate their animal feast. Before the invention of the clock and the compass, the activities of human life were closely linked to nature's cycles, and navigators depended almost solely on the stars to direct them. And God would occasionally use signs in the heavens to speak to his people on earth. God saw what he created was good. Then evening came, then morning, the fourth day. Is it all starting to make sense? It seems like chaos to us, especially the earth thing. And I'm going to get to that here in a second. But how many times a day do y'all look and do this right here? I mean, I didn't start doing it until last year because I've never been at. This is the longest I've ever kept a watch. Got it Christmas last year. My sweetheart bought it for me. But I'm always doing this right here. What were they doing back in those days? Were they doing this right here? No, they were doing this right here. Listen, guys, they could look at the sun and tell what time it was. Y'all can't do that. Griffin says he can, Gary. I want you to test him, all right? Griffin can tell what time it is by his stomach. Griffin, what time is it right now? You're close. You're close. All right, church, what we're seeing God do tonight may not seem to be in the perfect order that we would choose. But if you really think about it, what he has done makes perfect sense. What we see God creating in order that He has created is leading up to a sustainable atmosphere for animal and human life. Now, I understand, as you do, that God could have created dry ground, and then if he wanted to, He could have sustained us the way He sustained the Hebrew children when they were walking in the wilderness. But what we are seeing tonight is a fully containable system being created for animal life to flourish. Hadn't happened yet. Has man come about yet? Animals? No. What we're seeing through the first 4 days, God is creating the perfect, sustainable atmosphere for man and animals. Now, what do you mean sustainable? Once He creates them, He can say, all right, guys, eat that, eat that, eat that, eat that. Don't eat that. I'll come by and see you sometime. Well, wait a second. That's what He did, isn't it? That's exactly what He did. That's exactly what He did. Martin Luther once wrote, how can we understand the order which God has ordained of His good pleasure? Human reason is indeed put to shame. For what is order before God appears to us as disorder and confusion. This shows that God has a different order than we have, and that in these matters, His judgment is different from ours. Well, I knew that a long time ago, didn't you? But it doesn't need to bother us. It doesn't need to bother us. Now, I can't separate myself tonight from Proverbs chapter 8. I just can't do it. I've tried to do it. Turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 8. As I consider the magnificence of what God has just done on the second and third and fourth days of creation, the order and the beauty of what has just taken place, what we have just seen God do, should take our breaths away. It should leave us in total awe that God has just done what He has. Well, Brother Kyle, exactly what is, I mean, I don't get it. I don't get the cold, you know, chill bumps that you're talking about. Look at chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 22. Now, I touched on this last week, but I want to read it this week. Listen to this. The Lord made me at the beginning of His creation, before His works long ago. And this is wisdom talking. Wisdom is speaking. I was formed before the ancient times, from the beginning before the earth began. I was brought forth when there was no watery depths and no springs filled with water. I was brought forth before the mountains and the hills were established, before He made the land and the fields, or the first soil on the earth. I was there when He established the heavens, and when He laid out the... Listen, can you imagine when God laid out the horizon? I mean, think about that. The day that God laid out the horizon on the surface of the ocean, when He placed the skies above, when the fountains of the ocean gushed forth, when He set the limit on the sea so the waters would not violate His command, when He laid out the foundations of the earth, I was a skilled craftsman beside Him. I was His delight every day, rejoicing before Him. I was rejoicing in His inhabited world, delighting in the human race. What we've seen tonight is God in all of His majesty and all His glory. Listen to me. If you someday, some reason, find yourselves in the mully grubs and you cannot find a reason to give glory to God, read the first book in the Bible. Read the first chapter of the first book in the Bible. Read Genesis chapter 1. God did everything He did for a reason. Really? Everything God has done, He's done for a reason. At the very beginning tonight that we see this, God is leading up to something magnificent. He's building all of this from scratch for a very specific reason. What is it? Church, we must as believers, and the Most High God and His Son constantly remind ourselves as to why God did what He did and what we saw tonight. God did what He did that we would know who He is, that we would put our faith in Him, that we would love and trust Him and His will for our lives, that we would live our lives in such a way that would give constant glory to Him. Now, let me ask you this. Does your life reflect a proper gratitude for what He's done for us? Does your life reflect a proper gratitude for what He's done for us, all He's created for us? Are we living to give Him total glory? Think of all He's done. I mean, I can't get past what He's done in my life. What He's done specifically for me. What we're seeing here is what He has done for all creation. I can't get past me, Ryan. What He's done for me and how He's changed me, how He loves me. And I'm a degenerate. I'm bad. But He did all of this at the very beginning that we might glorify Him fully. Are we glorifying Him? Let's all stand. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Lord, we thank You for who You are. We thank You for what You've done and what You continue to do, Lord. Father, this is Your time. These are Your people. This is Your invitation. Help us to glorify You, Lord, today and every day. Because You are worthy. God, I mean, honestly, Lord, the one question that I can't answer is this. Why You would want to do this for us? Why You would go to the trouble, knowing all the trouble that we were going to cause You? But You still did it. Lord, thank You. Thank You for life and the life that You'd allow us to live. In Christ Jesus' name, I do pray. If all heads bowed and all eyes closed, if you need to come.